MSO News Sports, welcoming Ed Blum, head football coach at North Reading High School. Coach Blum, welcome. Thanks for joining us again.
Bill, thanks for having me on again. It was fun.
Yeah, congratulations. Well, some good news since we last saw you. We saw you after the Amesbury game in North Reading, but last weekend you guys go up to Newburyport. Never probably an easy place to play, I wouldn't think, but came out of there with a big win against the Clippers. So tell us about that game.
Yeah, I mean, first off, it's an awesome atmosphere, awesome stadium up there. You know, the kids, you know, I think after that Amesbury loss, there was a lot of soul-searching among individuals and collectively as a team, and they just really wanted to come out and execute from the very first play and from early on. And, you know, offense got us started again, you know, scoring early on for us. And the defense just did a great job across the board from the D-line to our linebackers, really controlling the line of scrimmage and controlling that offense, that wing T offense that they like to run. So just a lot of good things that happened. I'm proud of the kids and the way they responded since that loss. And sometimes, you know, those things can do you good if you can respond the right way.
Yeah, you don't want to lose, but on the other hand, I think that there can be a silver lining, especially in this current system that we have with the postseason. You'll be qualifying, but obviously you don't want to lose at any time. But maybe that's not the worst thing in the world, as you point out, I suppose. So, is Newburyport very similarly to the offense that Amesbury presented to you a week earlier?
No, they're so, you know, Amesbury is a little bit more compact, you know, with that, with, you know, the three guys in the backfield. Newburyport, for wing T, the tight end wing and two in the backfield. So, a little bit different of an offense, and, you know, our kids were able to execute the game plan. They also still mix in spread. But it was a nice way, you know, to kind of respond. You know, we didn't anticipate Newburyport going that offense. They transitioned to that about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and so to be able to respond after an offense like Amesbury that runs down your throat and really is physical, to respond to a similar offense in a very positive way was a nice step forward for this team.
Ed, maybe share with me a few names from North Reading, from the North Reading side of things, offensively and defensively, that stepped it up and did well last week in Newburyport.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, from a defensive standpoint, you know, got to give credit to our defensive line. I thought Teddy Sooney, Anthony Pino, Owen Delano did a great job controlling the line of scrimmage. And our outside linebackers, Matt Guybeck and Ryan Lab, did a great job really setting the edge and forcing stuff into, you know, our middles, Sam Morelli and Craig, who were playing fast and were making a lot of tackles. So just the front seven for us defensively was huge. And then, you know, offensively, a lot of the similar names, you know, Will Batten had some big plays early on for us, a couple, you know, two big touchdown runs for us. And Craig Rubino and Ryan McGuire had a couple nice receptions and big play touchdown catches for us. So, you know, just a lot of different guys stepping up defensively and then offensively. Some of the similar guys getting more and more comfortable. Obviously, all doesn't happen without the offensive line, but just back to being a little bit more explosive offensively and guys showing their capabilities.
Yeah, and Ed, seeing your team twice now in person, maybe just to share with our listeners here that you are a very diversified team. I mean, your offense will draw upon the skills of just about everyone out there for sure at any given 11, so to speak.
Yeah, and you know, I think that's a credit to just honestly the kids and the way they've worked at this point. You know, I think having scouted some teams and you know, you look at other teams and all that sort of stuff, you know, you see, you know, they've got one or two guys and you're like, oh, they're tough. And I think we're fortunate. We've got several guys that we trust that we think can do some big things for us. As long as a coaching staff, we try to find ways to put them in the best position to be successful. And I think it's, at least as a defensive minded coach, it's really hard to stop, defensively. You know, you got to kind of pick your poison. What are you okay with giving up? And, you know, sometimes that opens up opportunities for other guys. And we've been fortunate other guys have been able to step up so far. So it's a lot of fun game planning when you've got the weapons that we have and the guys that we trust out there. And so it's some fun coaches meetings.
Exactly. Ed, tell me about the league itself and how the Cape Ann League will settle down here with championships. There's two different divisions, the Kinney and the Baker. Amesbury got beat last week by Linfield, so that kind of sent some shockwaves through the league a little bit, I'm sure. And they had previously been undefeated after going through North Reading, as we alluded to earlier. But what does that mean? Because there are the two divisions.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, like all other sports, we obviously all play each other. And so all of those are league games. But then it impacts, obviously, then the two divisions. So from a Kinney standpoint, you know, right now we've got one loss with Hamilton Wenham coming up. And then behind us is Triton and Newburyport with two losses each in league games this week. But, I mean, really that Baker, it's Amesbury and Linfield, both with one loss. Obviously, that was big for Linfield to win that one. I think if they lose, Amesbury's kind of in control. I think both those teams now face challenge because they both got league games coming up. Linfield's got a tough one against Triton. So, they put themselves in a position with Amesbury to either win or share that Baker title. And, Coach Lamus has got his hands full to try to refocus his team and make sure that they don't lose one to a very good Triton team. I think that game will be very good.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good point. Is that a trap game? Is that what they call a trap game, Coach? No, maybe not. Hey, Ed, finally, what is that?
I think you're right. I mean, you know, these are high school kids. I think the emotions get up and down, and being able to control your team's emotions after a win and after a loss and refocusing them for a week, so it certainly could be a trap game. It'll be interesting.
Let me close with one last question. As you noted a moment ago, you're at Hamilton Wenham Saturday afternoon at 1:00. So, give me the preview on this matchup.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Hamilton Wenham, I think they work really hard, you know, and they've got a nice staff in there trying to build something. And I know they've had some key injuries so far this year. Which doesn't make it easy, but they've been very competitive, you know, and we watched a couple of their last games and against Newburyport and Triton, and they just do a lot of things to try to confuse you defensively, and they're willing to take chances offensively, and so we have to make sure that we're playing good, disciplined football and ready to execute against them. And obviously, you know, playing on a Saturday and the grass, and we just got to get used to those elements and take the proper preparation. So, it'll be a good competitive Cape Ann League game.
And finally, anything else to share with us about North Reading football here as we come to the end of the so-called just the last weekend before the playoffs?
No. I, again, last week of regular season, and then all of a sudden the postseason's here. So, just each day trying to get better. Hats off to our kids and you know, it's been fun competing in the Cape Ann League. Happy to have one more and then shift our focus. But, just excited for this long week here.
Yeah. Actually, one last thing here. Yeah, it's a long week, right? One last thing is the power rankings. So where do you see North Reading in the power rankings come the end of this coming weekend?
You know, it all depends on how we do Saturday. You know, currently we're fifth in Division 5, and I think at this point in the season, depending on what happens, you can move up a spot or two or down a spot or two. So we're probably right in that anywhere from like 3 to 8 range. Obviously, stuff depends on this weekend's game, not only for us but for other people. So it's a very interesting system. I will say I prefer it over the old system. I do actually really like this power rankings and everything that's got going on. So, but it's very unpredictable. You know, you used to be able to kind of start to pencil yourself in and create your brackets on your own. And, you really, you really can't do that. I don't fully have a computer that does all these calculations, so you're just kind of giving it your best estimate of where you'll be. But somewhere, hopefully, depending on what happens Saturday, somewhere in the top eight. And we'll see if it's higher than that.
Well, Ed, here comes my toughest question of all. Aren't you a math teacher, though, at North Reading?
I am. Well, first off, that's why I love whatever the algorithm is. Like, it's really using math at a high level rather than going win percentages. But then I there's a whole Excel sheet, and I give the MIA, and I think they've brought some other people in to help clean up that system. But it's been really good. I think they'll release an updated one tomorrow. That seems to be the trend, Tuesday, Friday. So we'll get a look at the updated one tomorrow. But it's been, I try my best though. I really do, but I'm always slightly off with a few of these.
Not that far, I'm sure. That's called estimation. That's not a bad thing.
Yep. Right. There you go.
Yep.
All right, Coach, great talking with you. Thanks for your time, and good luck on Saturday.
Awesome. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, take care. Ed Blum, head football coach at North Reading, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.